702. News and current affairs.
Well, my guest is Lennon Ndebele, journalist at News 24. He penned a very interesting article over the weekend. In fact, I think it was today. He'll explain that to me in a few moments' time. But it appears that the government of the Kingdom of Lesotho, is very unhappy over the traumatizing repatriation of its nationals from South Africa. I quote from the article penned by Lennon Ndebele. It says, Lesotho says South Africa breached its free movement arrangement with the country when authorities instructed 400 Basotho to leave Newcastle in KwaZulu-Natal early last week. The Lesotho government had to repatriate its nationals amid questions about their status in South Africa. Over 400 Basotho were transported to Lesotho by the government of Lesotho following an incident of being chased by the authorities there in concern about their legality in South Africa, read the statement by Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Dimpo Tau. Tau called it a traumatizing event that should not have happened because of the two countries' cordial relations. He noted Lesotho's deep concern over the treatment of its citizens while in South Africa, saying the countries had signed bilateral agreements that included free movement. Tau said Lesotho had reached out to the South African government and all will come to light once the talks are being set and agreed upon. He added that the safety of Lesotho nationals outside the country was one of the country's top priorities. He said one of Lesotho's key points of action for the plight of Basotho is to ensure their freedom while in South Africa and elsewhere by ensuring that they all have proper expected documents. Lesotho's Disaster Management Authority Active Chief Executive Caroline Mahosi said they would go back for the Basotho nationals who hadn't made it on the first trip. She also promised that those who had already left for Lesotho would be delivered to their respective homes. During interviews with the SABC News, some of the affected Basotho nationals said they had been banned from South Africa for the next 5 years. The deportees were allegedly living and working in South Africa without permits, while others were flagged as overstaying in the country. Meanwhile, South Africa will resume the deportation of undocumented Zimbabweans living and working in the country as of June next year. Now, this is an excerpt from Mr. Lennon Ndebele's article from News 24. He joins me now on the line. Lennon, thank you so much for joining us about this very important issue. What really is at the bottom of the anger, as I understand your article, by the Lesotho government at South Africa's government for the deportation of the 400 Basotho nationals?
Hello.
Hi, Lennon, are you there?
Yeah.
So I'm asking, what is, just in terms of your understanding, the reason for, one, the deportation of the 400 Lesotho nationals, and what is the genesis of the anger by the government of Lesotho? Lennon? All right. It looks like Lennon Ndebele is... Can we try to get a hold of Lennon Ndebele? Okay, a number of things in my mind as far as this is concerned is to really try and understand what was the reason for the deportation. It appears that some or maybe all of the 400 did not have the required documents, and perhaps those who had visas seem to have overstayed their visa stipulated sort of duration in South Africa. But also there's the matter of what is said to be a free movement agreement between South Africa and Lesotho, which seems to have been the reason for the anger by the government of Lesotho's, the reason for the deportation of the Lesotho nationals is perhaps because of that issue, that there is a free movement agreement, bilateral free movement agreement between South Africa and Lesotho. And I don't know what that means. And that is what I'm hoping Lennon Ndebele is going to explain to us. But Lennon, you're back. What is the reason for the anger of the government of Lesotho against that of South Africa?
Lesotho feel that South Africa is down from a long-standing agreement for the free movement of people between the two countries. This thing has been around for quite a number of years, and when we did our story, we reached out to SAO, but it took them a week telling us they would respond, and they never responded to us. So clearly it shows that there's something that is happening. So, you know, if you look at the sort of relationship with South Africa, it can be viewed in terms of socio-political relations. You find cross-border crime, you find migration-motivated movements, like, for example, the Lesotho mine workers going to South Africa, the presence and status of Lesotho farm workers in South Africa. And there is the brain drain element, too, and the nature and implication of large-scale movements to the border post. It really affects the Lesotho. And if you are to, like everyone knows, I mean, Lesotho is a small mountainous country that is located in the southern parts of Africa, and it's completely bounded by South Africa, so which makes it dependent on South Africa. You know, with a population of 1.8 million people, the geographical location of Lesotho, you know, it obviously means leaving Lesotho, go to South Africa one way or the other, is it for shopping, business, holidays, study or visit, you know, and relatives, you know, you find that Lesotho's are there, South Africans, you find them in Zimbabwe. And to some extent, they are related to the Botswana in Botswana. So this kind of movement, the free movement arrangement, is meant to cater for these people, because, I mean, they are part and parcel of Southern Africa, you know.
What does that mean, a free movement agreement? What does that mean?
Well, when it came into effect, the free movement was meant to relax border controls, congestion between the two countries. But instead of implementing this agreement, I think it's a 1994 agreement, instead of implementing it, South Africa has been tightening border controls. And, you know, people
have... Before you continue, I still need to understand the nature of this free movement agreement. Does the free movement agreement mean there are no borders, there are no need, there's no need for permits, there's no need for visas?
Well, the borders are there. Uh-huh. For permits, I doubt you can move that. I mean, if people know you're from Lesotho, you're coming to South Africa and going back, you know, it's really for the local community. It's just like it used to be the case. The people staying in Beitbridge, on the Beitbridge side of Zimbabwe, going to Musina for shopping and coming back at night, you know. You found people even getting employed across the border, going back home. So it's like that. You know, people stay across and they get into South Africa.
What I'm trying to establish, Wenalenen, is the free movement agreement, which I'm aware exists with many other countries other than Lesotho, does not preclude the need for certain documentations, either permits for certain types of employment in South Africa or other reasons for sojourning in South Africa, visas and passports. When there is an anger around this this violation of this freedom of movement agreement, what exactly is the Lesotho government unhappy about? Because based on your article, I understood it to be that certain people have overstayed the duration of their visas and some did not have the permits for the kinds of work that they were having in South Africa for which they should have permits. Now, my question is really to try and understand the anger that comes from the Lesotho government when it is clear, at least from your argument, I mean, from your article, that there were certain documents that these 400 individuals did not have or had expired. Explain that to me. What is it that, from a document perspective or a legislative perspective, that the Lesotho government is angry about?
Well, I think it's for people who go into South Africa maybe for 2, 3, 4 days and they go back. Because it's not only 400 that were deported. The number goes up to 700, you know. So if there's a research that was done, I think last year, the majority of Basotho actually want to establish a union in South Africa. And at least 52% of those favor unification in South Africa, while 80% say they wouldn't mind migrating to South Africa. So basically, people in Lesotho feel like they are part of South Africa. Well, unfortunately, the borders are clear on that part. They are not part of South Africa. But there is an agreement like this we were talking about. It's clearly for people who are going on visits, shopping and so on. But you know how it is when it comes to migrants, they get to look for jobs, menial jobs and so on. You know, so I think Lesotho wants to engage South African government about this. Remember, there's also the permit, the Lesotho permit.
Similar to the ZEP that is going to come to an end, I think, next year for Lesotho permit or exemption permit holders. But that's a different issue altogether. What I'm trying to zoom in on, Lennon, is that it sounds to me that there are people that were in South Africa for reasons that were not stipulated either in their documents, or they didn't have the documents that they required, or the documents that they had expired. Now, my question is, was that a breaking of a law as far as South Africa's immigration issues are concerned? I understand that there are familial relationships between South Africans and Basotho. There are long-standing historical ties with Basotho and South Africans. In fact, there is evidence to suggest that many big parts of South Africa can rightfully be claimed by the Kingdom of Lesotho, historically speaking. But those are issues outside of the conversation that you and I are having right now.
Yeah.
Were there legal breakages of the law here in terms of the documentation that the 400 Lesotho nationals were supposed to have or not? That's my issue.
I don't think so, because from those interviews by the SABC and a few sources that I got hold of, it was people who overstayed in South Africa.
But then that would be the breaking of a law, wouldn't it?
Yes. And people didn't have proper documentation, you know. So, and it took Lesotho to send buses to come and get these people, you know. And they want to engage the South African government about this. I'm sure South Africa didn't violate anything on that. But it's up to Home Affairs to clarify to us. We tried reaching out to them. They didn't respond to us. That was a question that we had, you know. Okay, fine, they're not coming back to talk to us. So what is it? And now, Lesotho are waiting for Lesotho to communicate again, because they are reaching out to the South African government about this particular issue. But as it stands, South Africa is not in the wrong.
So where does the term illegal repatriation come from? I mean, I seem to have read it from your article that there was an illegal repatriation. If there are people in South Africa that don't comply with South Africa's immigration laws as far as documents are concerned. And we can have, you know, we can have the whole Pan-African conversation and say, no, but we are one and all of those things. But as things stand at the moment, these are two separate countries with very clear protocols. There are agreements. What I'm trying to understand is how and for what do we hold the South African government to account in this particular case? What are we saying to the South African government in support of the Basotho government? What protocol has South Africa broken in this particular case?
Well, we took it from the Basotho. They are the ones who said there are people illegally removed. So I think It just come from the government, because, you know, when you talk to these people at times, they give you vague statements and so on. But now that you are moving this story forward, we are going to find out really from the Lesotho what is it that you are complaining about, and what is the South African government saying? Because there are going to be talks, I'm sure, pretty soon, since Lesotho said in constant engagement with their South African counterparts about this particular incident.
Yeah. So as things stand at the moment, 400 have been repatriated. They've been taken back by the Lesotho government. The Lesotho government has said that they're going to try and make sure that every one of those people is delivered at their homes. Some people may say, but that's exactly what they should do. I mean, that's the right thing. In fact, some will say this is, in fact, a continuation of the rhetoric of the Lesotho government when it pertains to Basotho nationals in South Africa. And I'm taking my cue here from what happened with the Zamazamas, where the Lesotho government said, but we know these people are there illegally. We know that they are engaged in criminal activities. We want them to come back. We will even pay for their prosecution, if I remember the story right. So what has been the change in attitude from the Lesotho government, given that background?
Well, Paul, it's because these ones were taken from Newcastle, KZN. I don't know much about that area, but are there mines there?
No. The issue that I'm raising is that at this point, based on what you're telling me, the people that were repatriated did not have the right documents. In other words, their permits had either expired, their visas had either expired, or they were here and had prolonged their visit in terms of the official requirements of the Republic of South Africa. And for that reason, they were then repatriated back to Lesotho. Now, you know, we can have the conversation to say, but that's not nice, right? We can have the conversation that says, but you know, we've got family members, we are one, blah, blah, blah. But in terms of the law, in terms of the regulations, in terms of the regulations and protocols, it sounds to me, from what you're saying, that no law has been broken by the South African government in saying that these people are persona non grata. They are no longer welcome here because they've broken certain immigration laws. My question is, that has been the attitude of the Lesotho government all along, to say that if people are in South Africa illegally, they are breaking the laws of South Africa, and Lesotho support South Africa in that situation. In fact, when it came to the Zamazama issue, the Lesotho government went as far as saying that we will finance the prosecution of those people who break the immigration laws of South Africa. Now, that seems like a very serious change from, you know, the rhetoric we heard a few months ago. Or does that have to do with a change in government? Do you see my question?
Yes, it's clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is to do with a new dispensation in power. They are not really clear in terms of their policies as it stands. It's still the achieving process. I mean, it's less than 100 days since they came into power. Obviously, there's a new foreign affairs minister. But still, you have government technocrats who are always on the job. They should advise policy, but there is a somewhat shift here, you know, because at the end, it's not the first time this year we've seen South Africa deporting people from to Lesotho. In May, if you remember, about 200 were deported, you know, and a report at the time said the people who were deported were trading xenophobia and so on. I think Lesotho should be clear on its position and tell us why and how they are going to move forward with this issue, because the other ones were saying an agreement was broken.
Are there plans afoot, at least in Lesotho, based on what you've said to me, that there is perhaps a desire amongst many Basotho to become part of South Africa? In other words, are there plans to have a conversation at a policy level about for example, doing away with certain protocols. Because here's my issue. If there are certain laws in place, and those laws are no longer desirable for whatever reasons, then shouldn't the conversation be that we must do away with those laws so that we don't confuse the people of either side of the borders? Let's do away then with the borders if the borders are undesirable. Let's do away with the requirement for visas if those things are undesirable. But while they are there, while they form part of the legislation of both countries, because it is also true that in order for a South African to go to Lesotho, you need a passport. You need to follow the immigration regulations of Lesotho. Are there conversations to ease whatever protocols that are there so that there isn't this confusion as to is it right to deport people that are, in terms of the law, violating the immigration laws of a particular country, whether it's Lesotho or South Africa?
Well, from the look of things, the talks are already there since this is the new administration, which is the one complaining about the violation of this free movement. You know, maybe relaxation of terms to do this movement. You know, if you look at Europe, I'm sure in some countries, you just cross the border. I mean, with your ID, you don't really need to use a passport. I mean,
sure, but then there's agreements to that. Then there's agreements to that to that effect. So what I'm saying is that any dispensation can be agreed upon. Just recently, Namibia and Botswana have a very, very clear agreement as to the movement of their peoples within there's an agreement. South Africa and Kenya have recently signed an agreement where Kenyans don't have to have certain visas. There is an agreement. But in this case, it appears that there is a specific set of rules and laws that have been broken by certain nationals from Lesotho. The law was implemented and now there's anger. And I'm saying that if we are to be fair to each other, shouldn't we then be having conversations that say there are certain laws that we are uncomfortable with, let's start talks about doing away with them, rather than when the law is enforced by authorities in South Africa, we then have cries from the authorities in Lesotho and any other country that our people are being traumatized. Do you see my question?
Yes. I do.
So my question is, is there a conversation taking place bilaterally between the two countries that would accommodate perhaps new realities that are brought to bear by certain economic, historic, whatever situations, is that conversation taking place?
Not yet. But Lesotho is reaching out to South Africa. I'm sure by next week there'll be a communique from Lesotho telling us how far they've gone in as far as engaging South Africa.
Yeah. Lenin Ndebele, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated. Lenin Ndebele is news journalist at News 24.